Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you my son become girl by accident final part. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. The years passed quickly, and as she eased past her 18th birthday, Laura turned into a beautiful and elegant young woman. Although she loved the latest fashions, she has also turned into a sensible and balanced individual. Her training and eventual acceptance of her new sex had seen her transform into a beautiful swan. She had a long, tall body and topped my 5'9" frame by 1". Her fashion sense was always tasteful. She wore slacks most of the time, but when she wore a dress, her long legs were a match for any woman. Apart from a little lipstick, she very rarely wore makeup and her complexion was healthy and red. Like any other father, I worried about my daughter. I would ask where she went at night and to call me or her stepmother immediately she needed help with anything. Shortly after Laura's 16th birthday, Sally and I exchanged wedding vows with the apparent blessing of Amanda, who had left some handwritten messages hidden in her belongings. "I can take care of myself," she told me. "I know where a guy is weakest." "Yes, but don't get yourself into that position, please," Sally would say. It was obvious, though, Laura's behavior would eventually lead to a relationship with a man or woman. It was a couple of months after her 18th birthday when she brought home a 20-year-old student she had met at college. "Dad, this is Ayan," she announced proudly one Friday evening when she came home early from a night out. "Pleased to meet you, Mr.," he said, reaching forward to shake my hand. "Hello," I replied nonchalantly. "How did you meet my daughter?" I asked, crossing my arms under my chest. "We met in the refectory at college. All her books fell out the bottom of her bag, and I helped her pick them up." "Oh, yes?" I asked, smiling now. "Well, we sat down and talked. We agreed to have a date, and we got on really well together. Laura has the same taste in things as me." "Like what?" I asked, as Laura looked on, somewhat concerned that I should quiz her boyfriend like that. "Music and literature, mainly. We have the same interest in a variety of other things, too." "So you like my daughter?" I asked. "Do you want to get married?" "Yes, I like your daughter. We have only known each other a few weeks, so it is too early to talk about weddings. Besides, we have our studies to do." "Marriage wouldn't be possible until your courses are finished?" I asked, wondering how he would reply. "No, sir, and even then, you see, Laura told me about her past and that she is a transsexual," he replied. "And?" "And we would have to leave the UK for a place where transsexuals can legally get married," he continued. "So you do want to marry her?" I asked again. "I am not sure. All I know that she is a lovely individual," he replied. At that point, Sally arrived home and entered and wondered what was going on. She seemed happy with Laura's choice of boyfriend, and I slowly warmed to him too. Nothing but the best was good enough for Laura, who eventually left to set up a home with Ian near his parents' home in Newcastle. Laura deciding that a career as a nurse would suit her. Sally and I still see her regularly on flying visits. Nobody would know that she wasn't a real girl now. Her wavy hair is now right down her back. Her body looks curvy in all the right places, and she is still my little girl. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.